I want to pray this, that we would be open to understand some things today. And I want you to go with me to, we're back in 1 Corinthians, okay, with these questions, What do you do? What do you do with the gospel of Jesus Christ when the world doesn't want to hear it, when the world doesn't want to see it, and when the world wants to create their own way? Because I want you to know those are real possibilities. Y'all notice that? How many of y'all have noticed this? That not everybody buys what you think about Jesus. How many of y'all have noticed that? They sure don't buy what I think, because you know what? Here's some things I'm always going to preach to you. If you're here today and you're wondering, man, what's this church about? I'll tell you what this church is about. It's about presenting to you the opportunity to be forgiven in Jesus Christ, that your sins can be forgiven and a new life can be made possible in Jesus, who? Christ. So I'm not high on religion, but I'm in love with Jesus. What do you think? Not high on religion, but I'm in love with guess who? I'm in love with Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk about the difference in those two today. Now, we're going to have to deal with some today. It's going to drive some of you out of your minds. You're going to go crazy. It's going to mess with you. All right? Check this out. I'm going to blow you away. You ready? Y'all hold on to your seats because it's going to fry some of you. Not everything's equal. What do you think? Give me some feedback. Not everything's equal. I mean, when I was coming through, I was in college, I was in your OC, man, the feminist movement was full bore, and I was in discussion, and I would have feminist colleagues, and they'd go crazy, and they'd look, and they'd say, well, we're just the same. And I said, girl, stand up, take your clothes off, and you'll see we're uniquely made different. You see, they were so caught up in an agenda, they couldn't see the reality of common sense. Hold on, we do that today? We get so caught up in an agenda, we can't see the truth that's in front of us. Watch this. I'm going to depackage something for some of you all. And it's going to bother you. It's going to bother a lot of you young ones because you grew up in where your mind has been trained to see this. Your mind was conned into this. Guess what? Not all things are equal. And this does not mean equality. Sameness is not equal. If you will, being the same is not being equal. God made us with what? He made us with purpose. How much time does the scripture stay on equality? Just to blow some of y'all away to be in a Bible study. How much time does the scripture deal with that? The reason you don't have an answer, you either have not read the Bible, which is very possible, or you're going, oh my God, it's not in there. You're right, it's not in there. Because Jesus, that's not Jesus' issue. That's not the issue of spiritual things. Jesus is about redemption and new life. He's about revelation. He's about us being a new person. He's a lot greater than we are. How many of y'all are that far along? Guess what? Jesus could care less if you're male or female. He wants to know if you're in Him and living in Him and being transformed by Him. When you go with Jesus, it changes everything in your life. How many of y'all believe that? It changes everything in your life. And you say, well, wait a minute. What does it change? Everything. Well, everything. Let me help you. Without Jesus Christ, you are for a moment at the best. What do you think? Now, I know this is our young service. A lot of y'all young in here, but I'm going to tell you what. Y'all hang on. You're going to get old. Everybody here that's older was young once. How many of y'all came to that great conclusion? How many of y'all found this? If you keep breathing, you keep changing. How many of y'all are this aware? I do not last forever. Eventually, somebody will have my funeral. Okay, now once you become aware of these points, now you come into the revelation of Jesus. We need the hope of Christ because at our best, we are temporary. Follow me. Follow me today. It's going to be quick today, so follow me. I'm serious. It is quick today. I know y'all think I'm not telling the truth, but it's quick today. All right? At our best, at our longest, we are short term. So watch this. We should always be educated. I am for education. And this is what it means to be educated. Think through. In fact, I would propose to you that people that don't have Christ, it's very hard for them to be educated because they're incapable of think through. Because you see, you can't think through until you can go through. And one of the things you receive in Christ is you get to live on. How many of y'all cool with that? That's one of the deepest benefits of why in the world follow Jesus Christ. Living after you're dead is a big point to me. I think that's a good benefit. You know what I mean? You don't just die and you're separated from God, but you live on with God. You move from being a temporary creation to a eternal creation. Isn't that cool? If you don't mind, if you are a believer, just kind of look at your neighbor, somebody around you and say, guess what? I live forever. Compliments of Jesus. Go ahead and tell them that. And just in case anybody gets scared, remind them you're not a vampire, okay? You live forever, compliments the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? You're not a part of the zombie nation. You are living in Christ, okay? You're not a walking dead. Guess what? You're the dead made alive. Isn't that cool? You're the dead come to life. Make sense? Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians. Let's see what Paul's trying to tell them. Don't be surprised when people can't see what you see, hear what you hear, and ingest and understand, because it comes from the Spirit. Make sense? It doesn't mean you're special. It means you're graced. It means you've received what Jesus has given. You have received the grace of Jesus Christ. You know Jesus has wanted to forgive you, and you've received that forgiveness. Okay? You've come to that understanding. Now check it out. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. How does God reveal? Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Who knows the deep things of God? Spirit, good. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? So really, who knows what you're thinking? The Spirit and who? And you. Your own spirit. How many of y'all have ever smiled and really thought somebody was a jerk when you smiled at them? How many of y'all have even had a nerve after you glad-handed them? If you're from the South, you know how to do this well. You smile, say, hi, how you doing? Man, God bless you. God love you. As soon as they walk away, you go, man, what a jerk. Or other assorted behaviors. Any of y'all ever done that other than me? I got to confess, I've done that before. I hate to tell y'all that. I've done that before. It was another pastor. I was with a young pastor, and they go, man, he's overwhelming. I said, man, he's a jerk. I said, what about you, Ayers? I said, I know I'm a jerk. That's the difference in us two. He's not aware of that. He's not self-aware yet. No, we've all done those kind of things, yeah? How many of y'all remember? This is an old movie. Y'all probably seen it on Netflix. How many of y'all remember that old movie? It had Mel Gibson in it. And it was a movie entitled What Women Want. Oh, what a crazy. Any guy that got that blessing would go crazy. Because it really wouldn't be a blessing. You could actually, as a man, think and understand women. Now, I want all you men to know, that ain't never going to happen. That ain't in the package of your salvation, all right? So you men are going, man, I'm going to get saved today so I can understand a woman. That is one mystery God does not include in salvation. Even after you come to know Jesus Christ, you look at women and you go, really? I can't understand a woman. How many of y'all can understand women? If there's a man in here, raise his hand and say he can understand a woman, we have just found the dumbest guy in worship today. Okay? It doesn't happen. We have mysteries. I don't understand Elizabeth. I don't understand all that she does, but I love her and I relate to her. Hello? How many of y'all men are like it? Come on, be honest. Men, do you understand your wife? Watch this. Why do women like flowers? I mean, I don't get it. I give my wife flowers, she gets excited. They die in 2 days. I give my wife a hammer, it stays forever. She can give it to her children. You know what I mean, Woody? But women like what? Flowers. Have you ever gone and bought flowers and it made sense to you? No, not really. That's okay. Did you see how long it took Woody to get to the truth? You know why? He was sitting by his wife. And he was battling between. Well, if I say that, watch this. Watch this. You don't, I'm going somewhere. You're like me, you're old. You can take this now. You get them because you're madly in love with your wife. It has nothing to do with making sense. This never made sense to me. Why do you buy women chocolate at Valentine's when they complain about their weight all the time? Now, is there any logic to that? Honey, do you think I'm getting big?
Gee, thanks for the chocolates. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
You see, but it's not about logic. It's about understanding that God goes past what we understand. Are you there? God searches the hearts. God knows the intention. God is revelation. And let me give you three things you got to understand today. The Lord Jesus Christ reveals himself. How many of y'all are glad of that? He's a God of revelation. Look what it said. The Spirit reveals Jesus. Now, let me tell you about the Holy Spirit so you don't get... How many of y'all have been around these people that they think they got the total insight of the Holy Spirit? You got to be careful with these kind of folks. I remember when I was in college, a lady coming down the hill, and she looked at me and she said, I heard that you had been called into the ministry. I said, you did? She goes, well, I want to know one thing. Are you a Spirit-filled believer? I'm like, now I knew what she was asking. She was asking me if I was Pentecostal. She's asked me if I jump and did heart cartwheels and all that, and I never could jump real high anyway. And watch this. It wasn't about my action. It's about God's activity. Now, here's what she didn't understand. There's no such thing as a believer that's not Spirit-filled. You have to have the Spirit to be a believer. They don't come in three sections. It's not God the Father and the Holy Spirit, the three are one. When you know Jesus, guess what? You know the Creator. When you know Jesus, you know the empower of the Spirit. And guess what the Holy Spirit does all the time? The Holy Spirit loves Jesus. The Holy Spirit is more in love with Jesus than we are. And every time you get around the Spirit, isn't that right, Sarkozy? And that Holy Spirit is always talking about who? He's talking about Jesus. Always glorifying Jesus. Not the activity of Jesus, the person of Jesus. The Holy Spirit blames it on guess who? Jesus. If you said, Spirit, thank you for saving me, you'd go, wrong Jesus. 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 Jesus said, I'm going to send the Spirit, the Comforter, the Empower, the Spirit, so you will have me constantly revealed. Isn't that great? So God reveals. God reveals. How many of y'all glad to know we have a God that reveals? So guess what? That takes out this excuse. I don't know. Keith, you know why we don't know? Take a guess. We didn't ask. And you know what we really don't like about God? Here's what we really don't like about God. He answers. Now, some of y'all walk around with spiritual earmuffs on all the time. Headphones. You know, like beatbox phones. But you got thick ones, and whatever God says, you don't want to hear it, because a lot of times, how many of y'all hear things that God disagrees with us on? And we say, oh, that can't be God. But we're on issues today. Guess what? Young people, we do not have the luxury to change the Bible just because it isn't cool, just because it doesn't fit in. If you'll go back to your family albums and you look at pictures of your mom and dad when they were your age, it will scare you. Because we all have moments, and those moments change. Does that make sense? And we try to take a moment and make it eternity. And I want to show you something that's different in God. God reveals forever. We see for a moment. God comes in relationship. How many of y'all glad to know Jesus wants to join us in a relationship? It's the ultimate relationship. God brings relationship to us. So you got to decide, do I want to be in relationship to who? To God in Jesus Christ. And here's the cool thing about Jesus Christ. A revealing relationship that transforms us or changes our minds and changes our position. Isn't that cool? You will live on in Jesus. How many of y'all glad to know that? It's a serious benefit. Okay, without Christ, no live on. And I know some of you are going to be disappointed. You go, well, Pastor Steve, I don't believe that. Well, then here's what you're saying. I don't believe what the Bible says. The Bible says Jesus is the only way. He's the truth. He's the door. He opens it. He forgives us. He's revealed to us. You say, well, I know other good people. He didn't say good people went to heaven. He said, we're all sinners and we need grace. You said good people went to heaven. The Spirit didn't say that. You made that up. Just like you made up, the Bible said those who help themselves will be helped. The Bible never said that. You said that. Make sense? You screamed that all things were equal. The Bible didn't say all things were equal. Except one thing. We have equally sinned against God. What do you think? How many of y'all find out we've all sinned?
Look at your neighbor and ask them if they've sinned. Have you sinned?
Yes.
Ask me.
Have you sinned?
Absolutely. Have you sinned?
Yes, sir.
Good. Y'all take a sin survey here. Do we have anybody here who has not sinned? Because I'm leaving and letting Jesus speak. Only Jesus. Isn't that crazy? So guess what? We got to be careful when we start judging each other. Now, I've given you 3 points. Now, hold on to those 3 points. Understand them today. Y'all get these. These will change your lives. Now, here's what y'all going to do. Well, Pastor Steve, you don't understand. People disagree with you. I don't understand. Most people do disagree with me. That doesn't change what God said. Here's the difference between me and you. God is not an American. He is not red, white, and blue. He's red. That's it. He's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He's not Fox News. He's not MSNBC. He's God. And America is a bump on his timeline. And we can't handle it. Well, does he know we got Harvard? Not only does we know that we have Harvard, he knows that Harvard didn't make any sense. How do you impress God? What are you going to do? Go show God what you've done? Well, now, Lord, I made a lot of money. Because really, I can get that out of a fish's mouth. So y'all go to Bible study, you'll know these cool stories. Came tax time for Jesus. The disciples were all worried about taxes. Y'all ever worry about taxes? I know I do. So I don't want to mess up and get paid a local visit from our Zacchaeus organization. I mean, the disciples all worried about taxes. And you know what Jesus says? Hey, yield unto Caesar what is Caesar. And he goes to a fish and he pulls out a coin and he goes, that'll take care of the taxes. Now, I've gone fishing several times on April the 14th. Looking for a big catfish with a tax payment. I ain't found it yet. But guess what? God takes care of those things. Now, here's what I want you to know, man. We are temporary. God is eternal. What God says goes on. What we say lasts for a little while. True or false? Give me a head nod or not.
True.
Yeah. We can't speak forever. We just speak into our moments. So be careful. Watch this. Here's where I want to show you. We're not equal to God. God was here before I am, and he'll be here long after I'm gone. How many of y'all going to live with that? Now, some of you are going to go, well, that causes me stress and upsets me. And guess what God says? I'm God. I'm going to be God, and we're not God. And this is where we start understanding God. And the Spirit of God begins us, it allows us to really hear, wait a minute, God's madly in love with me. You know what blows me away? I'm amazed that God's madly in love with us. Aren't you all? How many of y'all are amazed about that? Because I don't know about you, man. I mess up. I mean, sometimes God says, do not do this. And I go, got it. And I'm on my way to do it as soon as he says it. Any of y'all got that problem? Watch this. Here's how bad I am. I think if you set the speed limit to 105, I'd go 110. I mean, when the speed limit was 55, guess what I drove? Now, hold on. We got any law enforcement agents in this. I drove 70. And now the speed limit's 70. Guess what? Well, I do 75, close to 80. And I believe if the speed limit was 105, I'd have to go 108. And then I'm guilty all the time. It's awful. I'm guilty all the time. I see a police officer pass me, I can be going 25 miles an hour and I hit the brakes. Why do I do that? Guilt. Is that right? I'm usually breaking the law. So anytime I see an enforcer of the law, Sergeant, I'm just confessing my sins. I have holy immunity at the moment, okay? Cone of immunity. It's awful. You know why I do that? Because I'm a sinner. I'm not equal to God. But God brings his justice, his mercy into our lives. Let me tell you what we need, guys. We're screaming for fairness, and we're going to get judgment, and we ought to be begging God for mercy. I mean, we're saying some things that sound good on the airwaves, but are absolutely going to get a lot of people in some deep trouble.
Mercy. Lord, I've sinned against you and I need your mercy. I need your grace. I need your remake. I need your second chance, your third chance. I need your hope. I need your glory. I need you to be who you are, God. Isn't that amazing? And when we let God be who he really is, guess what? The Spirit begins to teach us wonderful things. Now, let me tell you what. Be aware of religion. And here's why. Religion takes away relationship. Some of you may have been exposed to religious stuff and not Jesus stuff. Let me tell you what religious does. Religion is built for the moment. Religion is not built on revelation. It's not built on revelation. It is built on statement. I believe. It says. I don't know what it is all the way, but it says. Now, instead of having a relationship, it's got to have a regulation. Religion's all about regulating. How many? I hope you hadn't had to go through this, but if you had, I understand why you're scared to come to church. How many of y'all been in one of those churches that had more rules than Jesus did? Yeah. Now, here's what got me. I listened to all their rules, and then I finally read the Bible. Here's what changed my life. Jesus Christ changed my life. You know how he changed it? I finally read the Bible. I got so mad at my Sunday school teachers when I was 16 years old, I read the whole Bible. Guess who was in there? The coolest God I'd ever seen. And I never saw that God because I was listening to what they say instead of what he said. I thought God was pretty cool. There were long-haired people in the Bible. My church told me nobody in the Bible had long hair. And then I read about Samson. He had long hair, couldn't drink any wine, but he had long hair. I was blown away when I found out that after Noah got out of the boat, he got drunk. They never taught us that at the First Baptist Church. I thought he never messed up. Now, listen, you can't be too bad. Oh, man, he's rode with his mother-in-law for 40 days, 40 nights in a boat. I might have me a swig or two when I fall out on the hillside, too. But, I mean, it's a patron saint. Now, here's where I'm going with this. I discovered that the people in the Bible weren't perfect, but they were forgiven, and they were connected, and they got better when God came into their lives. How many of y'all need that kind of revelation? So today I end with this. Whose wisdom will you lean on? Will it be the Spirit of God or will it be your own understanding? The proverb says that. There's a way that seems correct to us. There's things that seem right to us. And then there's what God has said will work. Let me close on this. Be careful. Let the Spirit search you. It says this in the same way. No one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of this world. It's not right now, but later on. But the Spirit who is from God so that we may understand what God has freely given us. Listen, you'll never understand grace until you freely receive Jesus. This is what we speak, not in words taught to us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with spiritual thought, spiritual taught words. There's a spirit here, a mystery. How many of y'all can live with a mystery? If you're married, what are you living in? Come on, tell them the truth. Clay, what are you living in? I can. A mystery. How a good-looking woman like that would marry you. Mystery. But she loves you and you love her. That's what? I'm just trying to tell you, this mystery stuff, here's what I'm going to blow y'all away. I'm pick on Clay. We love each other. We've loved each other for a long time. Well, it's a mystery. Lisbon and I have been married a long time now. That's a mystery. Most people thought we would get a divorce. People thought Elizabeth would divorce me. I don't know where they came to that conclusion. Said, Elizabeth, you'll never be able to stay with him. Well, she probably wouldn't have if she only used her spirit. But she allowed the Spirit of the Lord to override my foolishness. Isn't that great? How many of y'all understand God will do greater things than you can imagine, huh? If you'll just what? Receive it, guys. Let me end up here. Y'all been more than attentive today. Paul said this word we speak is not by human terms. It comes from heaven to earth. Verse 14. The person without the Spirit, guess what? Does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness. And cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. Listen, I don't freak out when people who don't know Jesus disagree with me. I can't expect them to agree with me. because they can't think spirit. Does that make sense? They only think what they see and they hear, what they've read, what some blogs told them. Now, here's what disappoints me is I don't know why you all want to think like them when you've been given the spirit. I'm not disturbed at lost people talking the jazz that I hear in the world today. I'm disturbed that people who say they know Christ believe these things. The Bible says what it says. In you and I, our challenge is to either step into obedience or step away. What I want you to know is this. This is what's going to freak you all out. How many of y'all believe there's a consequence? Good. Some of y'all coming along. What about over here in youth land? Is there a consequence? You see, y'all say it so sweet. Yeah, baby, I don't know, Pastor Steve. I know. Listen, I want to apologize on behalf of my generation from experimenting with your all's generation. We gave all of you all a trophy. That was the worst thing we could have ever done. I know you felt good for a moment, but now you think the world owes you something. They lied. Now you don't have jobs because you found out there's no such thing as a non-competitive environment. So we lied to you for 25 years and then said, go get a job. And you found out this starking reality. See, the devil doesn't want me to tell you the truth. He wants me to give you a trophy. Whew, thought it was the Holy Spirit coming by me. Check, check. It's awesome. Hold on, we're about done. Which is, do you think my microphone went out coincidentally while I'm fixing to deal with something that's trying to wipe out a whole generation? Guys, don't buy it. You want to be radical? Follow truth. You want to be radical? Go ahead in love and in grace. Now, don't be a jerk. Just be committed to what you believe. I don't have any problem. I argue with Christ. Listen, I dealt with feminists. I mean, these ladies at this moment of time thought men and women had absolutely the same physical strength. Is that true? I mean, you go to a weight room, you got some dude over here, he's picking up 500 pounds. You got a lady over here, she's picking up 100 pounds. What does that mean? Now watch, a lady don't have to pick up 500 pounds. Because she can outsmart a man instantly. She has no need to do all this stuff. It's not about equality, it's about purpose. Are you living out your purpose? Where's that discussion? Are you finding God? It's so funny because we know these things to be true. My nephew Jack, I love Jack. I prayed that my sister, she's a biology professor and she's really sophisticated and she got a little princess, her first child's a little girl that was very compliant. And so I prayed to the Lord that he might give her a son that acted a lot like her brother. And the Lord answered my prayer. But Jack and Uncle Steve are big buddies. Jack has started playing non-competitive soccer. I look at my sister, I said, there's no such thing as non-competitive. But if you want to live that illusion, live on. Jack, 4 years old, 4 years old. Marty, you teach karate. Do you have non-competitive karate? I mean, you got to say that thing to certain moms, but really, even if they're 3 years old, those three-year-olds figure out in about 60 seconds who can jack their jaw and who can't. And they line themselves up accordingly. You know why? They're smart. They understand spirit revelation. Well, it's not all the same. Jack put it up. I asked Jack. I said, Jack, do you have a game yet? He said, well, I didn't have a real game yet. We had a fake game. That's the way he told. That's a scrimmage. We had a fake game. I said, what happened in the fake game? Did you win and lose? He said, well, they don't keep score, but Harrison told me they beat us. I said, what are you going to do next time? He said, I'm beating him. I said, that's my boy right there. You keep that up. I said, don't you buy into this non-competitive jive they try to teach you. Because I said, later on, they call that unemployment. They got names for this stuff later on. You got to ask God to give you his purpose in your life. I'm telling you the truth. Because guess what? You know what? A lot of you are waiting for somebody to hand you the world. And God is standing right in front of you, wanting to reveal his spirit unto you so that you can live greater in this world than ever imagined. You know what we do sometimes? We demand to be limited.
Pretty crazy, isn't it? Y'all want God to be fair? Bad deal. Bad deal. What if God was fair? What would fair be? When you all demand fairness, what are you asking for? Well, you're asking for judgment. This would have been fair. God said, don't eat from the tree. Does everybody understand that? What did God say? You understand that, don't you, sir? What did he say? Don't eat from the tree. Anybody can understand it. Even a dentist can understand it. Don't eat from the tree, right? This is a UK grad. Can you understand that? Good, then everybody else can. Check this out. Don't eat from the tree. Larry, engineer, can you understand that? Don't eat from the tree. Guess what? This would have been fair for all you fair people out there. We ate from the tree and God killed us all. Fair. Isn't that fair? God made a tree. God made a garden. God made naked people. The naked people ate from the tree. Boom. Over. That's fair. I just want you to know that a lot of your idols, that's what they're screaming for in this world. They want God to be fair. I don't want God to be fair. I want God to be who he is. He's just. He's merciful. He has mercy on sinners like you and me. And thank God that he does. Amen. Now, that's what it means. Now, listen, I know y'all don't like it. Some of y'all, your feathers are a little ruffled right now. I go, well, Pastor Steve, you don't understand. You need to be more accepting and loving. No, you don't understand. You need to be more accepting and loving. How dare you limit the mercy of God to your myopic understanding? If you don't know what myopic is, look it up. It means smaller than you can imagine. My view of the world is smaller than I can imagine. And God's insight and wisdom through the Spirit is greater than I can imagine. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So guess what? I love y'all enough. I want you to have everything God will give you. Cool deal? And so quit looking at your neighbor and go, well, why did God give them this and give me that? Because he did. You know why? He's trying to wake you up to realize it's not about here. It's about there. And how many of y'all glad to know we're all headed there? See, y'all get led astray by these books that tell you what you want to hear. Like Osteen. He wrote a book entitled Best Life Now. I said, Joel, read the Bible. Best life's later. It's not now. Best life's later. This is an appetizer compared to what's coming. That's why we only have bread and wine. We have bread and wine to remind us there's a greater meal coming. But read the end of the book, Keith. We get to go to a banquet, and even Baptists and Church of Christ are going to drink wine at that banquet. I can't wait. Be blown away. Aren't y'all? I mean, what are they going to do? Leave? Lord, we don't drink wine. He'll go, you'll drink mine. Because I am greater than you imagine. The Baptists will be upset because I've read the Bible. God doesn't have chicken. When he throws a party, what does he get? Anybody know? Y'all will read about it. Y'all will go to Bible study. There's some cool stuff in there. He kills the fatted calf. That's prime rib, folks. God is a meat eater. You say, what are we in vegetarians going to do? Eat meat and enjoy it for the first time in your life. God's going to, and you're going to love it. And you're going to go, man, I could have eaten this while I was on earth. And Jesus said, yeah, you eat a whole lot of it. You'd have seen me a lot sooner. See what I'm saying? Be awesome. Watch this. Let me ask you a question. And I'm going to end on this. Here's our wisdom. We want to know today, and God wants us to know there's a tomorrow. We'll fight for today, and God has died for a tomorrow. See the difference in the Spirit in us? We live for right now, and God says forevermore. And nobody will ever know God except the Spirit. Be careful. The person without the Spirit, he thinks what I'm talking or she thinks what I'm talking is absolute foolishness. Well, you can't see until you receive. And we can't have a discussion. I got friends of mine. They look at me and go, where's I'm having it? I said, I'm going to tell you. I know you're going to tell me about Jesus, but I don't want to hear about Jesus. I go, that's the answer. Yeah, but is there another answer? I said, yeah, but I got to charge you $185 an hour for that one. And the reason you got to keep coming back, because it'll only touch you for a moment. And as a Jesus, it'll touch you for forever. Check it out and I'm done. I told you it was short today. Look at here. How you know this wasn't a 3-hour sermon condensed? You don't. The Spirit, the person with the Spirit, makes judgments about all things. But such a person is not subject to merely human judgment. For check this out. For who has known the mind of the Lord as so to instruct him? Who knows the mind of the Lord? Answer that question for me. You got the answer. Who knows the mind of the Lord? The Lord. Or better referred to as nobody here. So we can't judge one another eternally. Makes sense? Now you need to wake up though. Do we make judgments? Well, absolutely. It's called discernment. Wait, what is it? Elizabeth calls on me to make judgments during the week. Yeah. She'll come out of the bedroom. She'll have some outfit on. And she'll say, how do you think this looks? What's she asking me to do? To judge it. Now, men, for those of you that are newly married, let me give you a system that will save you years of problems. Instead of saying, I don't know about that, here's what I say now. Honey, that's a 3-star outfit. But now the other one is a 5-star outfit. So the real question is today, do you want to be a 3-star or a 5-star? It's guaranteed out of trouble. Now there is, so you're saying this don't look good. I'm saying it doesn't look as good as a 5-star. So do you want three-star? And she goes, then they get real serious questions. This is one I hate. Does this make me look big? How do you answer that question? Now, guys, none of y'all have done that. I have never come in with a pair of jeans on and said, hey, honey, these make me look big. I know I'm big. I look big because I eat ice cream. That's why I'm big. Had nothing to do with my jeans. Has to do with my intake. And I eat ice cream to the glory of God. Praising him every day for it. And Elizabeth comes in and said, you know that's going to kill you. I said, I know. I've read the Bible. I'm going to die in the joy of the Lord. Elizabeth brought me dessert the other day, a healthy dessert. It's awful. It was a square about that big that somebody had smeared fake chocolate on. She goes, these are good for you. I took a bite. I said, honey, they eat those in hell. That's a hell wafer. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is, a hell wafer. I said, that is a dessert from hell. Watch this. Looks good, tastes bad. That's hell. That's the way you get there. Hello? You listen to what we say instead of what the Spirit says, and you better trust what God says because nobody knows the mind of God. But then guess what? Here's where we bring it to the altar today. But we have the mind of Christ. Your and my great hope is a revelation with a name, Jesus. And guess what that revelation does? He comes into our lives and he forgives us of our sin. Did y'all realize that God brought some of you here today to be saved? Is that not exciting? That God loved you enough that the week after Easter, he said, hey, come on. We got this crazy church where these people sing crazy. They think crazy. They act crazy. And some of you today look at me and say, Ayers is a fool. You're right. I believe you can be saved. There's others who believe you've done too much wrong to ever be redeemed. They're wrong. There is a God who died on a cross so that you and I could live. I'm believing it, Michael. You believe it. You play a saxophone like Jesus is risen. That's why I like your saxophone. By the way, guys, this isn't part of the altar. This is just smart. He's giving a free saxophone concert next Sunday night. There's a date full of class that costs you nothing. The Lord said, blessed are those who are wise. I mean, a girl would be really cool, but hey, honey, I'd like to take you to a saxophone concert. At least you seem sophisticated for a moment. I'm not saying it's going to last. I'm saying for a moment, all right? But this moment goes beyond a moment. How many of y'all believe Jesus Christ will come in your life and forgive you of your sin? Now listen. Some of y'all, listen, evaluate. Am I a religious person or am I in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you can tell me more about being whatever denomination you're hooked into than you can about the love of Jesus, I would get worried on the day of judgment. If you can tell me more about regulation than you can relationship, I would be worried on the day of judgment. If you're more concerned about what your neighbor's been doing than how you've been living your own life, I would be very concerned on the day of judgment. But right now, if your mindset is this, Lord Jesus, I want you in my life, guess what God's going to do? He's going to come in your life. Lord Jesus, I need to be forgiven. What's God going to do? He's going to forgive you and love you. Now, some of you have already made that decision. Some of you made it last week at Easter. Some of you made it during the week. It's time to be baptized. Okay? Let me show you some things that help you understand the Spirit. Obedience. How many of y'all found out when you do what God says, things get better? Pretty cool, isn't it? First step, baptism. It's an obedient step. Well, Pastor Steve, will that make a difference? I don't know. The Son of God who died on the cross, rose from the grave, said do it. What do you think? Well, how will it affect me? Obedience. It's effective. Now, this is a real deal, guys. I'm straight up. I know some of y'all get ticked. And it's not that I don't care that you get ticked. It's this. It's not going to get you anywhere. You can be mad at me. You can be mad at the Baptist, the Church of Christ, the religious. Here's the problem. None of them are the judge. Have you done what God said? Here's what God said. Every one of us have sinned. How many of y'all agree with that? There's one way to salvation. Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me and my wife. Whoever's doing that will be saved.
You say, well, Pastor Ayers, I disagree with you. I believe you ought to be able to jump up and down and do jumping jacks. And
well, you can't save yourself. It's not about your religion. Have you ever read the Bible? It says that our religion is what compared to God? Filthy rags. He said, the best you can produce is shop towels. But I want to clothe you in a holy white robe that will gleam. I want to make you what you can't be made. And today some of you are going to be saved. And man, thank God that you are. I know this. And it's just straight up. All I can tell you about God is this. Is when you trust him, life will awaken you in unimaginable ways. And God truly does this. He takes impossible situations and makes them possible through his love and grace. A promise. Because it comes from God. Makes sense today? So instead of being fair, I'd be forgiven. Instead of social justice, I'd look for God's justification. Instead of peace here on earth, I'd pray for the peace of heaven to saturate my mind. I would ask God to change me from being temporary to eternal. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, we've heard through this scripture that you search the hearts and the minds of people. Searches. And Lord, whoever here today does not know you, we just want to give them an opportunity to receive you. Lord, whoever doubts, may you speak to them. Whoever wanders away from the faith, may you bring them back. But Lord, may they hear you today. Now listen, if you've never asked him, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Somebody's saying that now. Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. Come into my life. He will. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Trust him. Lord Jesus, bring me to life. He will. All right, if you don't mind, look for just a moment. If you've never received Christ or you just ask him into your life there, come and tell one of our pastors. If you've never been baptized, let's get that set up. Let's get that done, okay? Let's get obedient there. We've already had healing today. We've had people prayed over. Whatever the issue is, come. Young people, I want to thank you all for being in church. I want you to know that I fight for y'all. I do not believe your generation is going to hell any more than any other generation has gone to hell. But I also believe this. In between all the chaos of this moment, there's some real spiritual fighters. And so we got to stand up. You either follow what God says or guess what? You ignore it. But it's not playtime. I hope nobody told you to come to Hillview Heights Church because it is fun. Because I've been here for 23 years and I've never said that one time about our church. It's blessed. It's real. I'd care less if it's fun. You all have had enough fun places. Would you agree? It's time you had one that told you the truth. Told you that you are not limited. But God, Jesus, our Lord and Savior that saves us from all sin, will create unlimited possibility in those who follow Him. So let's stand. Lord, Your Spirit draws, Your Spirit saves, Your Spirit's real. This altar's open. I'm just going to ask you, man, to come. Come and pray. Come and pray for one another. If you brought a friend that doesn't know Jesus, come up here and pray with them. Lord will convince them of salvation. Amen. So, man, I'm thanking God. He's already saved people today, and He saved some of you today. And you come and let us know what's going on, okay? In the name of Jesus, the altar's open. The Spirit has been set free in this place. So respond to God and ask God to heal you and change you and love you and all that you do. The altar's open. Thank you all for coming. Come on, come on. This altar's free to anybody. It's open to anybody. This is your first time, and you know the Lord's speaking to you. You come on up here, and our pastors will meet with you. Thank you, Lord.